Number one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That man right there. He's Canadian Station. He's a beer water. Baba Gumpino, how are we?
Good day, Tony.
Brucey Bruce,
what's
how
going
we
on,
doing?
Dude? Doing well, man. Great weekend.
Great weekend.
Matthew Brown, the most Croatian name I've ever heard.
Yeah, Brononovic, I think is what,
yeah,
what
it's fucking
back in Hrvatska. I'm all Hrvatska, surely. It's a shellacky.
Otter, how are we?
Not as good as Bruce, but I had a pretty fucking great weekend,
that
Tony.
That a baby. Proud of you, Mitt. Pal, how was your weekend?
College football was decent. Yesterday, loss. Seahawks late, Bucks late, Ravens late. I put out some college basketball picks on Friday and got slaughtered. So I put away the picks on Twitter for the weekend. I was good after that.
Yeah, I got absolutely fucking slaughtered in college football.
Oh, really?
Absolutely slaughtered. Like, it was...
No.
I mean, there was a lot of things that happened in college football this week and that you didn't see coming. I didn't have LSU, but them losing to fucking Texas A&M.
What was that chart that had Ohio State still at 88% to make the football playoff?
So is it because they don't have
a lot of people
chance
think,
to go down?
A lot of people think if TCU wins, or sorry, if TCU loses, Ohio State's in.
Yeah.
What if you would they put them in over USC if USC won the Pac-12?
No, but it would be.
I think it's like somehow the probability of USC and TCU both losing makes them an 88% chance.
Am I missing somehow a team when I say Georgia, Michigan, USC, and Ohio State could be it if TCU loses?
Doesn't USC get in?
I just said Georgia, Michigan, USC, and Ohio State if TCU loses.
Yeah, I guess. I don't see TCU losing, though. We've been doing this all year.
Or if USC loses, Georgia.
All year we've been doing fucking TCU, USC and TCU are going to lose. All year we've been waiting.
There's a chance USC or TCU could lose and Ohio State gets in.
Yeah.
I love both those lines on the money line. I fucking took them as soon as they come out. I'll take them five more times before fucking they play.
Yeah, that, it'll be, I think TCU has a better chance of losing than I think USC does.
Really?
Well, USC was favored by 3 in Utah.
I feel like Utah's not playing as good as they were.
Yeah, I have PTSD Gumpy to the Oregon double dip.
And I know Utah.
Yeah, but you
I know Utah
away beat. From I think USC in Vegas fucking that's what we want. You know what I feel like Caleb Williams in Vegas, I feel like that is a good spot for USC.
No, you're right. Nails painted.
Yeah, I know Utah beat USC and TCU beat K-State, but K-State was up by like 17 in that game. And now, yeah, like that was a game where Adrian Martinez got hurt and Will Howard, that was his first appearance.
Is Martinez back? Sorry.
No, Will Howard's the guy.
Gotcha.
I believe, yeah.
Sorry for being blissfully unaware.
No. Don't believe. I believe Will Howard is the guy for the rest of the way.
Got it.
Isn't Martinez as what? No more years of eligibility. The dude's 28.
There's no way that he can have any more fucking years of eligibility.
Maybe one more.
I mean, there might be.
Hey, shout out Cade McNamara.
He just entered the transfer
portal. I didn't know. Good luck, sir. Another year. Penix could stay another year at Washington.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That might have been the game of the fucking day, dude. The Apple Cup?
That was
a goddamn banger.
That was, no, I mean, well, the Civil War was just as good.
Whoa.
I mean, Oregon fucking beat down their legs.
That atmosphere was awesome in like the fourth quarter, like when Oregon State was coming back.
Or it got to a point where it was like, all that has to happen is Oregon just doesn't have to do everything wrong. They did everything.
They did.
They were reeling. They fumbled a punt, so they get the ball on their own one. Oregon State scores. Then they go for it on their own 20 on like fourth and three. Mm-hmm. Bo Nix tries to run for the first time all fucking day. I mean, they did third and goal 3 times. They ran the exact same play, a run up the middle. Like,
there was a lot of good. Florida State was a good one. NC State. North Carolina's dead, by the way. Okay.
No.
Oh, you got him this week? Clemson's dead too. That ACC is fully
dead. UNC's good as a dog. You have to remember this.
ACC would be a lot better if Florida State was somehow in the championship game.
Everyone's just staring at Dusty May, hoping he does it for him out there.
Everyone is.
Yeah. And their defense. Their defense pre-snap could not look worse if they tried. They're like hands on their hips, like, oh, 8-yard gasher.
Yeah.
Terrible. They're in a rough spot with Clemson. I know they're past the touchdown now, but that is a tough spot.
Yeah, looking ahead at those.
Good for Spencer Rattler remembering how to play football.
Yeah, just out of nowhere.
That was a crazy game, too.
Yeah, USC's minus 2.5. Meat Meeps are minus 8.5. They did the same thing they did last year where they
they tried to fucking do it.
That last game, it didn't fucking mean anything. It didn't matter. TCU's 2.5. Bobcats are 2.5 Ruff Ruffs.
Oh, yeah.
Gimme the Ohio Bobcats.
Now, their quarterback is out for the year, but.
Don't matter.
We'll see.
Play them on the moon.
Coastal is 10.5 point dogs.
The Max and Twitter did like us singing that song.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Coastal's 10.5 point dogs for Troy. Coastal's without their quarterback, too. 17.5 for Georgia LSU.
I lay it.
There are a lot of just blind rule spots.
Boise's minus 3.5 against Fresno. Tulane's 3.5 for UCF. North Carolina's 3.5
now?
Yeah. Michigan 16.5 against Purdue. That one's got a weird feeling to me.
I thought that was going to open 19.
That one's got a weird feeling to me.
I mean, if Blake Corum is a no-go, which is probably likely, Edwards still has a broken hand, it is basically just the J.J. McCarthy
show. How come people were trying to push Michigan at number one? Is that a thing? Like, if that happened?
In the AP, I think I saw... Out of like, I don't know, there's a lot of voters. I think I saw two or three had Michigan at one, but majority was Georgia still. Yeah. I mean, who's their best wins? Georgia beat Tennessee. Is Michigan beating Ohio State better than that? No, because it was 1-1 versus at the time, right?
Yeah, Tennessee was going. Interesting. It'll be interesting matchups, to be honest.
And I would, if the committee keeps Georgia at one, and then Michigan will be 2, and then TCU or USC would be 3. If you don't want to see, you don't want to put Michigan at 1 because then Ohio State gets in at 4 maybe, and you don't want Ohio State Michigan in the first round of the playoffs.
I'd like to see a Michigan TCU matchup.
Wouldn't hate it. It's fucking good.
That would be sweet.
Good color matchup, right? For sure.
I think if you can play defense, you got a shot against Michigan. Ohio State fucking can't play defense.
No, they can't fucking.
Jesus.
Like, I just said it on Pacho, if Ibuka and fucking Marvin Harrison Jr. both went for 120 and a touchdown, and Corum went for 6 yards, I would have been like, oh, fucking Michigan got their asses beat. That was not the case.
Did you see the video going around where they were trying to do a fake punt, but the guy didn't hide it to the guy?
No.
When Ohio State was down 24-20, they had a fake punt, and he hid it to the punter instead of the guy. It was right there. The guy would have fucking taken off into the hole.
Everybody had the call, but the long snapper.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So, yeah, we'll break down college football as the week goes on. Obviously, a lot smaller slate than normal. Probably one of the not as exciting championship weekends that we've had. A little bit. Like, the SEC championship doesn't mean anything, really.
Yeah.
ACC championship doesn't mean anything.
I don't like the spin that people getting upset about the playoff expanding, rivalry games won't matter. If Michigan's 10-0 and Ohio State's 0-10, that game matters.
And they're like, they're still playing for a bye as well.
Yeah, like, don't spin that, man. A rivalry's a rivalry. It doesn't matter the records.
I agree.
And, Tony, this won't happen, I assume, but what if LSU or Purdue wins? Are they going to put one of those fucking teams in? There's no way, right?
No, LSU and Purdue are definitely not getting in. But, and, like, if Georgia and Michigan both lose, I think they're still in.
Michigan,
yeah, they're still getting.
If TCU and USC both win though, and Michigan just lost to Purdue, it's kind of gross.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's fucking, yeah, they'd probably drop to four. I think
they still go in over Ohio State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So Ohio State gets in if Ohio, or if USC or TCU loses, right?
I think so.
Yeah, that's where.
Or do they sneak Bama in? They slide Bama.
Yeah, or they slide Bama in the back door.
Never, it could happen, dude. I'd never count out Bama sliding in.
If it was one loss Bama, they'd already be in for sure.
Oh, yeah.
NFL, Bills win, don't cover. Cowboys win, don't cover.
Cover.
Beautiful.
Vikings win, do cover. That was our Thanksgiving. It was a pretty good Thanksgiving slate of football there.
Yeah, I clean sweeped it. It was beautiful.
That was pretty good. Now, Vikings had some calls go their way.
I will say that I was way more excited for the Giants-Cowboys game on Thanksgiving, and then it was way more stressful than I anticipated.
Yeah, was it close? Was it ever close?
First half.
The spread, obviously.
Yeah.
It was very close. And, you know, it was the tic-tac man down the field.
Lions almost deserved to win there.
The Giants needed every break to go their way, and Danny Dimes not to throw it behind Saquon at 4th-and-2 on a house call.
Okay. Bucks can still win the South, but are they dead? Like, we're not picking them to win the Super Bowl, right?
Who's that?
The Bucks.
Oh, yeah. Bucks are dead.
Never say never. Tom Brady's not in the playoff picture. I'm still worried about him.
Bengals not dead.
Bengals back.
Dolphins not all dead. Laid the points. They almost fucking blew it.
Nah, it's all good.
What?
I had never thought I'd see the day.
They almost blew it.
And 14.5 and sitting fucking our starting quarterback in a football game. So I'll take it. Did I was getting a little worried. I'm not going to lie. Armstead out against the Niners is. I'm terrified.
Oh, also a quick shout out to Penn State's quarterback.
Sean Clifford, now, the big red dog.
He did get caught saying we need to cover. I don't know if he was talking about the kick or whatever, but
no.
There was a lot of gambling Twitter that thought he was saying we need to cover the fucking spread. Yeah,
cover for the boosters.
You know, shout out, Big Red.
You know, we need to cover.
Shout out.
Otherwise, we're not going to be invited to Sigma Chi.
Exactly. Shout out to Jets and Mike White.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
What a baller.
Heinicke and the Commanders continue to fucking.
That's a big one. Squeeze them out. Sunday. They're going into New York. That's huge.
That is huge.
I was so happy for Sam Darnold.
Yeah. I never.
He looked solid. He was super late on that throw to DJ Moore, but it was still solid.
Tell you what, he was better than the quarterback on the other side.
Yeah. Facts.
100% facts.
What the fuck do they do?
I don't know.
You know who they're going to bring in?
Oh.
Frank Reich.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. As the head coach?
Yeah, because they're going to fire Hackett and then fucking...
Bring in Frank Reich and Russ Zach and Frank, Wilson.
Dude.
It'll be Russ and Frank, dude. It's Carson and Frank all over again. Sunday service. I'll
tell you what, at Mile High, those two are pretty close to God, so maybe they could fucking make it work.
I think you should go Russell, player coach.
That could work too.
HC.
Russ is Russ is gone, man.
Yeesh.
Ah.
Wearing the thing on his wrist when Pete Carroll said it, Russell Wilson would never give that the time of day before.
No, I mean,
no matter what, he'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. When he gave that the time of day, you knew that's when things were starting to get to him.
I think he's broken. I think the Ravens offense might be broken too.
J.K. Dobbins back at practice, I think, matters a lot, but they've been bad.
Yeah, they haven't.
No Mark Andrews, no Andrews.
Was that a catch?
Which one?
The fucking one where the guy to tie it or at the end of the game. I don't know what a catch is.
Well, they said his shin was down, which it was close. I mean, they still had other plays to score. Too.
Yeah.
I thought he was
out. But like Hunter Henry, what was
that? Well, that was a catch and a touchdown.
That was bullshit.
That was 100%.
I was on the Vikings. That was bullshit. I felt guilty.
Don't. I did. Don't feel guilty.
And DK Metcalf yesterday too. Like if you call something what it is on the field, I thought it was supposed to be hard. Like, I don't know, man.
Speaking of that, that was a good game. Those are your two favorite teams. How do you feel about those two teams?
Raiders back and 2.5 points at home against the Chargers.
speaking of your two favorite teams, Chargers and Cardinals, fucking Chargers pulled it out.
Great cover by the Cards.
Kyler's fucking throwing up more people under the bus.
Chargers money line out of me was growth. That was human growth.
Rams are fully dead. When
Staley went for two, I was fucking, that was the best thing possible.
Rams are fully dead. I mean, not that we thought that they weren't before.
I mean, if I wouldn't say that in terms of this show where we might get like a 20 and a half.
I still won't take
Parkinson's.
I don't mind. Back. I thought Perkins looked all right at times.
Dude, he's whenever good. Whenever
they cut to him.
He can cover teens.
Saints team total under was a Niners offense. There, that was just a sleepy. I'm not going to.
I've said it a million times. If it's not the Niners in the Super Bowl, something went wrong.
Yeah, it's got
to
be.
And then the Jimmy Eagles. G
off to Disney.
The Eagles ran all over the Packers.
Good game, though, to be honest.
Yeah, it was. It was a really good game. Like, it was, I mean, at least
there was even at the end, like when Jordan Love hit Christian Watts, and like it was in play.
Yep.
There's some lines. Even though I just said that about the Ravens, I think I'd feel comfortable laying the 8.5 against Denver because I don't think Denver's going to score more than 6.
That could be. That's what's the total on that 28?
38.5. 38.5. Over the week, 51.5 is Jags and Lions.
Love the Lions at home in that spot.
Ooh, you are you betting on the Shield this week, or are they too bad to bet on?
Do not. That's a stay away game for me.
I thought we were betting for the Shield.
Yeah, Texans for America.
I mean, I would love to, but it doesn't feel like that team is playing for the Shield.
It doesn't, does it?
No. Like, why know you were Kyle Allen? I don't get it. What's Kyle Allen going to do?
Bring back Coach Dave.
Coach Dave should have never got fired. We all know that.
Sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, was never fair.
All right, let's get into tonight. Steelers, Colts.
Hard.
2.5 right here in this city. We will be going down right here after this show. So.
Are you going, Tone?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Tony called the sitter.
Give me the sitter on Monday.
2.5 is the number. 39.5 is the total. Both defenses have advantages over the offenses. How do you guys feel? How are you calling it?
Go ahead, Bruce.
I love the Steelers. Wow. You know, Jeff Saturday, 2-0 with the spread. I get it. Look, but with Zaire Franklin questionable with the illness, if he's out, you know, I think it moves to 3.5, and I think you have to love the Steelers. You know, just coin flippy vibes, take the points. I'm also on George Pickens, 40+. Kind of being a mark, but hey, let's go, George. I want to see it live, baby.
Kenny's favorite targets have been George and
Meath. Yeah, and I think you can really get chalky tonight and be successful between Jonathan Taylor, anytime Tud, Naj, anytime Tud. Muth is getting a ton of love. I think his over receiving yards has moved like 6.5 points. Yeah. So I think could be better than the total indicates, and I love the Steelers plus 3.5.
Taking the over in the game?
I don't bet totals, Tony.
What's the total now? 39.5.
But if I were to, this game is going over the total.
Steelers offense looked good against the Bengals last week.
Went up 30.
Kenny making strides.
Maybe there's, I believe he's, I'd have to look at what the Colts do as far as bringing pressure. I don't know if they do or not, but I know he's been, I think he's number one against the blitz last few weeks.
Oof.
You know me, I'm just fucking putting my feet up and enjoying the ball game.
Yeah. No Zaire Franklin. No Zaire Franklin.
Don't have to make a pick this week, so.
What, yeah.
Okereke is going to have to do so much.
Who? Okereke?
Okereke, yeah. He's going to have to do so much if Zaire Franklin's out. He's going
to
need
to. Speed's going to have to start.
Yeah. There's another guy.
Watt might have 5 sacks on Matt Ryan. Give me the Steelers and the points, please.
Mitt?
I did not want to bet a side of this game at all. And then when I was looking at it, I was like, hey, you know what? This is an NFL game. I started kind of putting together a little touchdown parlay. And then I looked at the over-under. I saw that it was 39.5. I said, well, if I'm going to have to go to the game and watch this thing and I don't like any of these teams, I'm taking the fucking over. We're rooting for just any touchdown, any score that fucking happens. We're going insane. Let's go.
Over, over, over.
Okay. Good luck on that tonight, boys.
Thank you. Baby, man. Points.
Auburn is hiring coach Hugh Freeze.
Wow. What could go wrong?
Wait, who?
Hugh Freeze. He had a bit of a scandal.
What was it, Tony?
I believe he had maybe a personal phone for hookers or something, maybe. Allegedly. I don't know the whole story. I could be confusing him with someone else, too.
Free Rick Pitino, by the way.
That might have been
Get him back Pitino. At a Power 5.
No, you're thinking of...
Are you thinking of Rick Pitino, the basketball coach?
You're thinking of Bobby Petrino.
Bobby Petrino, who also has some scandals.
Yeah, Bobby Petrino as
who
well.
I may be confusing Hugh Freeze.
The Petrino family has a long family history.
Hugh Freeze did have some allegations.
They do, and honestly, most of it's actually really good.
But Hugh Freeze also coached from a hospital bed at Liberty, so...
Pretty cool.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah.
He knows how to dial it up.
He does know how to dial it up. Congrats on Lane for working himself into extension.
Hell yeah. Yep.
There's also a MAC game on Friday, a makeup game between Buffalo and From the Snow.
Nice.
What? So that's probably a must bet as well.
Yep.
I believe it's a 1 o'clock MAC game on Friday. So
I saw that.
Something to think about.
It's a little bowl season sampler.
Let's go, Buffalo.
It's a little Bahamas bowl sampler.
Taste of bowl. They should either go to the Bahamas and play it or wait for a snowstorm and fly to it and play there.
Buffalo's 12.5-point favorites at 1 o'clock on Friday.
Wow, let's go.
So something to think about there. College basketball tonight?
Yeah, there's not much.
That's okay.
I'm taking Grambling money line at home against Dartmouth, okay. Grambling State. Laying 3.5 with San Diego versus Longwood. Should be a good game, actually. Sam Houston State undefeated, getting 6.5 at Nevada. Give me Sam Houston State. 4.5, sorry, not 6.5.
It's okay.
And then I'll lay 6.5 with Pacific at home against Cal Poly.
Okay. Bruce, any college basketball for you tonight?
No, sir. One NBA. I'm going to take the 76ers. Moved from +1.5 to -1.5. Sorry for just switching hardwoods.
No, it was right. You made the transition for me. That's where I was going.
Yeah, I like the Sixers tonight. I'm pretty sure Joel Embiid will go. He's questionable. Clint Capella is questionable for the Hawks as well. John Collins cannot handle Joel Embiid.
No.
So I like them even without Harden and Maxi.
You have
any staying with the association?
Oh, yeah.
All right, the hardwood.
Go.
Fucking hit it, Mitt.
Let's go to Toronto. Cleveland's going into Toronto. I like Cleveland here. They're getting 3. So Cleveland +3 here. I have Boston -10.5. Charlotte going into Boston. I do think the Boston will wipe the floor with them. Oklahoma City +5.5 going into New Orleans. Brandon Ingram's not playing. So I liked the Oklahoma City to cover there. Okay. Did I take Sacramento? Yes, I took Sacramento Kings. Phoenix going into Sacramento. This was a classic, the rules game. But if you look at the record, Sacramento's actually not that fucking bad.
Okay.
I thought they were going to be a lot better. And then I'm taking the Lakers against my beloved this year, Indiana Pacers.
Hell yeah.
Pacers have been covering fucking machines. But the Lakers have fucking found it, Tony. They're shooting good.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking LeBron's playing well.
Yeah, yeah.
Russ is getting hit. LeBron's coming in, fucking saving the day like he's first. Yeah,
he was quick with that towel, dude.
It was.
Faster than any trainer I've ever seen.
Yeah, dude. Fucking, right. He's the man. He's the GOAT for a reason, dude.
Okay.
The Knicks are absolutely killing me, by the way. They are so cold. They cannot close out a game. They are absolutely freezing.
How cold are they?
Almost as cold as this studio right now. What?
How cold? Why would the studio be cold, Bruce?
I think that's Nikki Skates.
Is that Nikki? Is that Nikki
Skates? My God. That's Nikki Skates' music.
6 games tonight on the NHL slate. How are you doing tonight, Nicholas?
How are we doing, boys? Not bad. Nice slate tonight. Good matchups.
Nice.
Good matchups.
I love a nice 6-game slate. I don't need a fucking 14-game NHL slate.
Let's get right to the meat of it.
Lightning are at the Sabres. Sabres are home puppies against the Lightning. Not too big a problem.
Yeah. Buffalo, 2-9 in its past 11. Tampa, though, five of their last six, they've won. Both teams haven't played since Friday night, so they got a lot of rest. Got to celebrate the holiday a little bit. We're going to go Tampa Bay money line. The only worry I have is that Brian Elliott is in net for Tampa.
No.
They're resting Vasilevsky.
Powell doesn't like
However, on the other side, Buffalo is rolling with Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen.
Oh, is that Renee's brother?
Exactly. He's 1-1 on the year with an 880 save percentage. Or, sorry, goals against a save percentage. No, 880 save percentage. Yeah. Goals against is 3.5. So he's only got the two starts, 1-1. We'll go with Tampa, who's been playing some good hockey lately. They seem to have found it. Braden Point is back.
Just in case people need to know, 880 save percentage. If there's 880 shots, okay. 120 of them are going in.
Yeah. Not great.
Well, or sorry, 1,000 shots. 120 of them are going in.
There you go. That's a better way to say it.
Something like that.
Save percentage
that's
is
a lot
better,
of goals.
Better indicator than goals against, typically. If you're looking smart. To evaluate individual performance.
You on that one?
No, thank you.
The Leafs. No, the Knights. The Knights. The Knights are going to Columbus, minus 310.
Knights heavy favorites in this one, and maybe some people probably leaning towards Columbus because Vegas has lost the two games of the weekend. They lost the Kraken.
Oh, well, who hasn't?
And the Cougars.
Fucking tough little Pacific Northwest swing.
The Knights are...
That'll get you. Don't look now, but the Cougars are on fire, lads.
The Knights 9-1-1 on the road. I'm staying away from this one.
Leafs are at the Devils.
Devil!
Hey, that's not right.
That's not right.
Yeah, the Devils. Come on, the Rangers.
Tony. Sorry, different red team.
Oh, this is a fucking battle.
So goes Leafs, drop Wings, the then the Devils. Leafs are at the Wings. My bad.
Are at the Wings. Looking to sweep this four-game road trip. They've beaten some good teams, including the Pens the other night. The Wings, they've won four straight, but the teams they beat.
Stink.
The Sharks,
not
the Coyotes,
not
the Blue Jackets.
Not good.
So I'm staying away from this one. I would definitely lean Toronto, though.
Okay. The Rangers are hosting.
I thought we were doing that game right then.
That was all me. I fucking Devils
that's
and Wings.
Right.
I got them fucking.
That's all right. The battle for the Hudson, as they call it, as Bruce
as they say.
Rags have lost two in a row.
Whoa!
And I don't know. Have we gotten confirmation yet on
Vanacek against Shishkin?
Shishkin. Okay, so we got the big horse.
Why do I buy Longquist?
Where the fuck is Gorchev?
Give me the Devils.
Hell yeah. Good to have back on board.
They've won 15 of the last 16.
That's pretty good.
Let's keep it
going. Do it, Bruce.
Short price on the Rags. Short price on the Rags tonight. I will be partaking. Let's go, Rangers.
Is Bo Bennett still fucking playing for the Devils?
No.
The Devils.
Good Twitter follow, though.
Okay.
Marty Brodeur.
Stars. No, that's low. Don't be an asshole. Stars are at the Blues.
Blues.
Fucking Otter. Is Otter in that or
Blues? We should have Otter versus Ben. And this is a tough one for Gumpy because this pulls on the heartstrings a little bit. I was staying away from this one. Blues have won 8 of their last 10. They're hot.
Whoa.
They're hot. What do you got, guys?
Texas hockey money line. What are we talking about?
What are we doing?
Come on.
Man, it's
the Nicky.
Your boy
is that
Robo.
Nicky?
Yeah, he scored.
Yeah, he's got 16 goals, 12 assists, 15 game point streak.
Yeah.
Guy's hot.
I know. That's why I bet on him last game.
Scorching.
Not a fucking problem.
Jamie Benn's fucking scoring goals for fun right now. He's all the way back.
He is scoring goals for fun.
Let's head up to the most beautiful gem of Canada. Edmonton hosts the Florida Panthers.
Canada,
our home and sacred land.
True
hatred of the Croats knocked us out.
Surely it's Marco Levias.
You guys said you were going to fuck the Croats.
Soak it up, Bruce.
just too much quality. Alfonso Davies.
I was told high class, though. Canadians were going to fuck the Croats.
They tried. It's on to the lads now, though.
I didn't know the 12th team in the world needed motivation to beat the 41st team.
All right.
Jesus Christ, Croatia.
Enough of this. There's Panthers a massive Royals. Game tonight.
Get back to Tony. The goddamn ice.
Tony, this game is too close for any mortal man to call. We had to turn to our friend.
Oh, fuck.
He didn't have too much stuffing this weekend?
No, he's here. He showed up.
All rise for the honorable coin!
No, that's good hustle, lad.
Good cut. Good cut, Mitt. It's time for the honorable coin who did not eat too much mashed potatoes. Does not have too much tryptophan.
Oh, man. I was told the coin doesn't like Thanksgiving.
The coin loves Thanksgiving. Panthers at the coils. 110-110 even odds.
A true flip. The Florida Panthers will be heads. The Edmonton Oilers will be tails.
True flip.
The truest of flips.
Tails.
McDavid.
McJesus. Yeah. Draisaitl. The coil.
The coin is smoking. The coin chooses Connor McDavid.
Hey, boys.
All right now.
Fly around there, boys.
What did I tell you about that shirt? Get out of the studio with the cold shirt.
Let's remember last time the coin won. Red Wings won. We can't forget that, even though it felt like a long time ago. Go Red Wings.
That kid's a future Connor McDavid, by the way.
Hey, Lil Phil does have dangles, and I'm happy he got to experience that. I had to run and put something out because I saw that he was running in here as well. I didn't want to be in a confined space with him with what I was doing.
Sure.
Happy he got to experience a win, though, from the coin.
I
sounds like this coin, unlike the other coin, is going to remain hot.
Yes.
Not the Jets coin, the fucking stupid coin.
There is only one. There can only be one.
Have we talked about Bruce being Croatian?
Oh, yeah, Matthew Browinski.
I'm a Hrvatska.
Browatskovic.
Dobrodan.
Also, shout out Mitt this time for getting the camera of you guys running from Bruce the fucking Bradovich. Think tank, too.
Bradovich.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, do we know is Logie Thompson in net tonight for the Golden Knights? Because that will greatly sway who I am. He's not. I just want to say
it
I know
is,
he did.
It is Logan Thompson.
If Logie's in
it,
net,
is Logie. It's Logie.
I like Jack Eichel to score.
So,
go to Knights. Cover the puck line.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, boys. Thank you. Brawinski was not the right nation. Speaking of World Cup tomorrow, you got anything?
Yeah, I like Ecuador. I think Ener Valencia is going to play. He was banged up in the last game, but I like Ecuador draw no bet against Senegal. They've looked good. Two-way money line parlay. Give me England and Netherlands to beat Wales and Qatar. And I will ride with you tomorrow, my friend. Give me USA at plus money on the money line to carry on into the round of 16.
Oh, good guy. Good guy.
And will the fucking Iranian reporters quit fucking asking our coach and players?
What the fucking fuck was that?
They got they
forget. Can you imagine coaches fucking soccer getting asked that?
Excuse me, Mr. Berhalter. How come you haven't gone to your president to ask them to pull
the
fucking USS fucking destroyer out of the fucking... waters.
Oh, man, I died when I saw that.
They forget.
No, how quickly they forget.
Hey, they forget.
USA played England, man. They looked good.
They did look good. That game was fucking awesome.
England wasn't up for a fight.
Harry missed a fucking sitter on his head.
Oh, that, I thought that was it. I put out one tweet when Harry missed one at the start, and that was the end of it for that. There was about 100 replies telling me that that's why I can't get into the country, so I cut it out after that one.
If fucking Serginho Dest was fit enough to play all fucking 97 or whatever, they would have. As soon as that other dude came in.
That guy, when Jackie came on, Jackie
with the big calves fucking had it.
Give that man the start. I don't understand the love for Mason Mount, dude. I'll never get it. I know he's decent. I just don't. He doesn't provide. I don't know. I'd like to see James Madison get a shot. Maybe mix up the lineup a bit tomorrow. Let's see.
Hey, Iran, don't make us fucking remind you, okay?
Don't forget.
So sometimes these countries might need reminded, okay?
We got a great first touch. From that USSS destroyer.
Yeah. We don't miss, okay? We're not putting one off the fucking crossbar.
No.
Fuck! All right, anything else, boys? Is there a boost tonight?
I don't know.
Let's see. Matt Ryan to pass for 200 plus yards and Michael Pittman Jr. to have 50 plus receiving yards. Boosted to even money.
No. Jonathan Taylor, Najee Harris, and George Pickens to combine for 2 plus touchdowns.
I actually like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
That one's fun.
Yeah. I'll play it.
I'm in.
I'll play it.
Should have added Moo.
Should have fucking added Muth. Wait till you hear him catch the ball on the chance tonight. I hope there are a billion terrible
passes. And the
tonight.
Home of the
fucking Steelers, bitches.
Tony, have you ever been to one of these games? The Colts versus Steelers game?
In Indianapolis?
In Indy.
I have not.
You have not? Steelers historically go off and I don't think beat they've played the here. Shit out of them.
Yeah, I know that.
It's awesome to watch.
I know that.
I know that.
Have you seen it?
I have.
Have you had eyes on it?
Colts have 3 wins since 1984 against Steelers.
That's wow! Tough.
Holy shit!
Three. Marty Bryant's gone off a couple times. By the way,
Marty
Bryant got drafted in fucking XFL. So watch out.
Ooh.
Good move. It's a good move.
I hope he comes back. Love that guy. We'll be back tomorrow, Tuesday. We break down the NFL slate.
Hell yeah!
That's what we do. Wednesday, we break down the college football slate.
No action.
That's what we do. No action. Rest in peace, action. Well, actually, it was a good run. Friday's kind of a action.
Yeah, big time. Yeah,
Friday's a little
right around the corner. We got bowl season.
We do.
I like Pac 12 standalone game Friday night.
That is nice.
As
is tradition.
I am so pumped for bowl season, Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Wait until we deep dive. Okay, so. All 22 players aren't playing in this game?
Yeah, no, the...
Like Nevada last year?
Boots on the ground at the Bahamas to tell you who has more fans.
Exactly, yes. Oh, there's a 47-mile-an-hour hurricane gale force win at the Bahamas Bowl? Okay, yep. Good to know.
Yep, the Bahamas Bowl has never disappointed.
Feels like 96.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Good luck!
God bless.
Hammer.
Down.